It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast of Torso Ministry. It's the 3rd of May. God bless you on this wonderful day, which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My lovely wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship. Now we pray for your spirit to teach us the things we need to know. Anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit. And as always, Lord, we pray for grace and wisdom and the more closeness with you to be granted to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song, A Time for the Coming Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
brothers and sisters, as there was only one chapter in 2 John, there's also only one chapter in 3 John. And so we'll pick it up with 3 John. after prayer. Father, bless us as we read the Word of God and discuss it in the name of Jesus. Amen. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. My brothers and sisters, this is the wish of this disciple for Gaius, but it is the wish of God for us. He wants us to prosper, okay? But he wants us also to be in health as our soul prospers. So God wants things to work out for you. God wants you to be blessed. You might not be rich, but you should be able to, under normal circumstances, unless you are an invalid or something of that nature, you should be able to, God wants you to prosper, okay? But he wants your soul to prosper. And he wants you to be in health as your soul prospers. So I just want you to know what God's will is for you. If you're not experiencing that, go to God, talk to him, pray. See how you're spending time. Are you putting an investment in your spiritual life like you put investment in Hollywood? Okay? Is there any holiness that could replace the holiness of Hollywood? Friends, we spend a lot of time doing and looking and listening to things that don't build character. So God wants you to prosper. I'm just reading it to you. And be in health. He wants you to be healthy as your soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. You know, a lot of our children are messed up because the parents had the wrong priority. We want our children to be doctors and lawyers and, people in high places. Our greatest priority is not that our children walk in truth. And because of that, they weren't raised to walk in truth. Oh, we took them to church, you know, but what did they learn in church? What experiences did they have in church? We have to take a much greater responsibility for our children. There aren't many schools you can just drop your children off at, you know, and please understand, I understand many of us have been single dads or single moms and having to deal with that and couldn't homeschool because we had to work. We get it. We understand. But I'm just showing you that God had a plan. Mothers were to care for their children. And so, you know, who we marry plays a big role in how things go. Because if we marry the right person who has a spiritual backbone, they will want the mother to be able to be home with the children. And that doesn't mean she's a home slave. They work together, but they are working together to make sure that they're raising their children in the admonition of the Lord. And it can be a beautiful situation. All right, so I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. You know, we send our children, oh, go ahead, get your degree, whatever it takes. If you go to these campuses, you can't even tell it's a Christian campus. Wild hair, holes with clothes in it, sexual stimulating clothing, and it's supposed to be a Christian school. And guess what? It didn't always used to be that way. Standards have dropped, and they excuse these drops in standards. You know, I heard one president of a large university that is a Christian university, he went over to Jamaica, and there was somebody in Jamaica that was promoting dress reform and that type of thing. And this person said, this president of the university said, well, last time I checked, they wore dresses in the Bible. You see how he twisted that? Well, it was in the Bible that it said, don't wear that which pertaineth to a man. We weren't there. I wasn't there. But somehow, there was a difference, brothers and sisters. If God says a man should not wear that which pertaineth to a woman and a woman should not wear that which pertaineth to a man, then that means there was a difference. So just because we see pictures on TV, on Hollywood, or whatever it is that shows what they wore or whatever, we don't know for sure, but we know that there was a difference because God said it. Deuteronomy 22, I believe 4, it says that men should not wear that which pertains to a woman and vice versa. Okay? So, my brothers and sisters, We have all kinds of excuses. So that's why on his campus they dress like worldlings. Okay? Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. You see, we can't be covetous, brothers and sisters. We have to have a godliness that is beyond covetousness. Yes, we might have to charge for services or whatever the case might be so we can live. But there are times where we just need to go and we just need to give. You know, you can't charge a homeless person a few dollars for a sandwich, okay? They don't have it. And we should have welfare ministry where we have just outreach that is just outreach as a church to the poor, to help others. There's often a soul-winning blessing. Abraham chose not to take funds from the kings of Sodom for his own self, and he chose not to do that. There are other examples in the Bible because if they had done it, it would have been, Elisha chose not to take the goods from Naaman the leper. And we know what happened when his servant lied and said that the master wants just a little bit of it. He kept it for himself. He became a leper that day and died a leper. All right. Verse 8, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellowship, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. He says then, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. There are people, brothers and sisters, who want to have the highest place in the church. Oft times, they will, if they sense that you challenge their, maybe you might have what they perceive as more talent, what more ability, they will make sure that you are marginalized, okay? And they will have to answer to God for that, because if you are of God and God has sent you and they resist you, they're going to have to answer to God, and they will lose their soul salvation if they do not repent. Verse 10, wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. You know, so you're going to be, if you are on the side of evil, you're going to be held responsible for all the souls lost that are lost because the ones who God sent, you refuse to receive, okay? And you're going to be held responsible for that. I just want you to know that's what the Bible said. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, and he that doeth evil hath not seen God. When you see people in the church that are selfish, jealous, backbiting, taking up a reproach, just know that they have not seen God. They might have a position. They might have a responsibility, even in the church, brothers and sisters, but they just want the highest place. The highest place is not always being the highest place of the position. It just might be whatever they do, they like what they do, and they want to keep that and be the one to control, you see. God is not going to bless them. Demetrius, who hath good report of all men and of the truth itself, yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee, but I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. Friends, we need to have love as much as possible. Let's come close together and let's finish the work by the grace of God. All right, it's time for us to close out with prayer, and after that we will have an intermission, and we will be back to hear a health message from Sister Lenny, and that will be entitled The Root of Health. The next thing that we will hear is prayer and then our intermission song. Father, bless us as we strive to prosper and be in health, as our soul prospers with your help. We thank you for helping us to understand that there are people in the church that are a detriment to the church, that try to keep people who are teaching and living truth from gaining influence in the church. You will deal with them. We place them in your hands, and we ask that you would save those who can be saved. Help them to repent. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, it's now time for the torso song. After that, we will hear from Sister Lenny.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking your life so you don't have to smoke. At this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen. We will now hear from Sister Lenny on the root of health.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. The root of health. I consider trust in divine power to be the most important factor necessary for true healing. A for real relationship with the true God, our Creator, is never optional to health. It is the very root of health. Trusting God has profound effects on both the physical mechanisms of the body and the workings of the mind. For example, I believe that joyful trust in God enables him to increase and harmonize beneficial neural hormones, such as the endorphins and possibly serotonin. Research studies indicate that the rise of such levels benefits one's total health. These hormones have a great calming, relaxing influence, bringing deeper restorative sleep, reducing depression, strengthening the immune system, controlling pain, and stabilizing one's emotions. All of these factors are crucial to healing of any kind. Without trusting God, the mind is often plagued with fears and doubts and anger. These stress factors are associated with rising adrenaline and corticoid levels that relate to tension, a rise in blood pressure, increased fatigue, and insomnia, and they can even hinder the effectiveness of medications. Many people can and do find successful healing on a purely physical level, but without a trusting relationship with God, from the healing truly comes. All the other measures give only a temporary solution to the body's needs. But when trust is added, God can do so much more. He can multiply the benefits received from other remedies, and he can extend healing into all dimensions, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. This is why I say that genuine health comes from one's relationship with the true God. What does true trust in divine power mean? It means getting to know God well enough to trust him for present and future well-being. This is not a new idea. Our health, happiness, longevity, and self-esteem, as well as our family, our friends and associates, and our spiritual life are interrelated and interdependent. The Bible says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drive the bones, Proverbs 17:22. Health isn't just eating and drinking and exercising. It is also righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This morning's reading is coming from Take Charge of Your Health, pages 150 to 151. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful and healthy day today. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Roll call. We have Greece represented. We have the country of Greece, that is. We have Virginia represented. We have South Carolina represented. And on the call, we have Ohio. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware and Delaware again. We have Ohio, we have Oklahoma, Georgia, and Missouri. We're your servants here in Pennsylvania. The phone lines are open. Press star 6 if you have anything you'd like to say. We have a good afternoon from Athens, our dear brother Isaac from Athens. He was our driver, when we went over to Athens. He actually works for the embassy, so he drives for some very preeminent people or persons, so he knows the streets of Athens. And when we came to do the ministry, he was our driver. So God bless you, brother. God bless you and your family. All right, is there anyone that would like to share anything? Press star 6, please, at this time. It is, or we have, actually about 32 minutes to the top of the hour. Well, keep us in prayer. Mom is still with us. You know, these things are things that God determines. Resting peacefully, no apparent discomfort. And we're just grateful to and be honored with this assignment as it appears to be coming to a close to honor our father and mother. So definitely keep our family in prayer. But God is good. God is good. He's wonderful. He's merciful. And we praise him for that. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything? Okay, we've got our mother in Israel, Sister Winston. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor Clemens. I just want to say I thank you for the ministry, and God has been truly blessing me and my family. And I ask that you would keep us in prayer. And I have a question about the generator. I have not been using it, and I have not changed it. And I was wondering, does that matter if I don't change it, if I don't use it? My circulation and my health has improved. That you know, I haven't had the occasion to have to use it, and I was wondering if I should just leave it as it is until I need to use it.
It is pure distilled water, some electrolyte inside. I would think it should be fine. You know, if it ends up being months, then we might want to go ahead and rinse it out, but if it's not that, you should be fine.
Oh, okay. And I want you to know that I do keep you and Sister Maria and your mother in prayer. And I said, I thank the Lord because I know she is on dialysis. But, you see, God is the one that determines when we are going to fall asleep or, you know, our lives is in his hand. And, you know, God has blessed me in so many ways, and I had these two close, very close friends of mine that passed away, and I truly do miss them because we were in contact with each other and prayed, you know, for one another and everything like that. But now I don't have the closeness with the people that I reach out to with the church that I was attending. And I just miss having a person to call and pray with each day, even though I'm on the line with you all day. I mean, I'm on the line and I get my blessings, but I would like to share with other people. And I know that God has blessed me and my family over and over again, and I just give him the praise. And keep me and them in prayer, and have a blessed day.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. All right, friends, is there anyone else that would like to share anything at this time? All right, well, we'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of, to have our closing prayer. May God bless you. This is Wednesday. We do a little fasting, at least some fasting on this Wednesday, the day of fasting and prayer. So whatever the Lord leads you to do, definitely pray more today than you did yesterday. Sweetheart.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this time to be able to open up your word and to be able to learn. We ask that your spirit will continue to teach us the things we need to know, helping us to grow in grace and wisdom, drawing closer to you. Direct us through your spirit and instruct our lives, Lord, so that we can remain faithful to you. We thank you for our dear mother in Israel. We pray for her and her family that you will continue to be with them, bless them. Keep them ever so close to you. Guide her heart and her mind, always steering her to that path of righteousness. And we pray for every soul on this line that you will bless each one as blessings need to be granted in accordance with your perfect will. We thank you for all that you do for us, and it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord.